Hi, it's Tracy. You know those mornings when you wake up already feeling like you're running behind? Your brain is buzzing with a million tabs open and you haven't even had your coffee yet? Yeah, I get it. And that is exactly why I created Blends. I created it for myself. Blends is a daily 10 minutes or less mix of coaching, teaching, mindfulness, intention, affirmations, breathwork, humor, gratitude, and inspiration, all blended together to suit our fast-paced ADHD brains. It's encouraging and fun and a little bit of everything, which is exactly why it works so well for our ADHD brains. With each blend, you get 10 minutes of me coaching you each morning that's all about grounding you, shaking off the overwhelm, finding the positive emotion, and calming your nervous system. Because starting the day with me in your ear coaching you, adding positive emotion, encouragement, some humor, a dash of inspiration, and optimism and joy is like adding a shot of honey to your Earl Grey tea. Everything is just better. But here's the thing. This program, it is brand new and super close to my heart. In fact, it won't even be available until the first Monday in June, June 3rd to be exact, because I'm creating it right now. And that's also why I'm offering Blends at a special early supporter rate of just $47. You heard that right. That's a one-time charge of $47 to have me in your ear inspiring and encouraging and coaching you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for a whole year. That's less than 18 cents a day. It's a total steal. But I just decided that as much work as this already is and will be, Blends brings me so much joy because where I'm different than most everyone else in the ADHD space is that I am all about the hope and the optimism and our strengths. And I already see your brilliance, and I am committed to making sure that you see it too. So if you're like me, and that daily reminder of who you really are is so important to you, if you crave something engaging to kickstart your mornings, join me, and let's flip our weaknesses into strengths, one blend at a time. You can go to ADHDforsmartwomen.com/blends and sign up. Let's make your mornings, or your evenings, you could do it anytime, hell, you could do it both times, positively brilliant. Again, ADHDforsmartwomen.com/blends.
Albert Einstein, Richard Branson, Bill Gates, John F. Kennedy, Tony Robbins, Michael Phelps, Will Smith. That sounds like a list of highly successful titans in a variety of industries. What else do they have in common? Well, they all have ADHD, but you don't hear much about that, do you? You know what you hear even less about? The successful women navigating ADHD. And that's exactly why I started this podcast, ADHD for Smartass Women. I'm your host, Tracy Otsuka. I'm an attorney, not a doctor, a lifelong student, not a coach. I'm also the creator of Cortography, a patent-pending system that helps people like you figure out what they should do with their life. And we're here today to talk ADHD, your superpowers, your symptoms, your workarounds, and how you proudly stand out instead of trying to fit in. I credit my ADHD for some of my greatest superpowers. And you know what? I spy a happier life for you too. So without further ado, a shiny new episode is starting now.
Hello, I am Tracy Otsuka, and I wanted to welcome you to episode 52 of ADHD for Smartass Women. Happy New Year. So I was thinking about what is it that I could offer you, my listeners, my wonderful listeners, that would be of value to you, something that might help you set the course for your new year. You know, if you're like me, which you probably are because we share the same brain, you hate doing what everyone else is doing, right? And what's everyone else doing?
Well, they're doing New Year's resolutions, right? They're writing out these long lists, and we're running the other way. I don't know about you, but the year starts, and I can't even remember what's on the damn list, let alone find the damn list. So then a couple of years ago, we start hearing about this choosing one word thing, right? One word to signify the direction of your new year. And again, I snub my nose at it because I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. But in 2017, I changed my mind. And let me tell you what happened. So as you know, I had this online business, Courtography, my six-step system for discovering your strengths, your purpose, and living to your potential. And it was December 2017, and I decided if I wanted my business to grow, I had to get comfortable with online visibility. I don't know what it was about me. I don't have any problem going to an event, you know, speaking in public about Courtography, talking on the phone with people, anything like that, no problem at all. But there's something about doing it online. And I think it's this live video and not knowing who's out there, who's listening, who's watching. So you're probably surprised to hear this, but I hate being the center of attention. And I know it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm very extroverted. I can be somewhat loud. I'm super opinionated. So you think, of course, she likes to be the center of attention. And I honestly thought I too liked to be the center of attention until I got married. We had this beautiful wedding. It cost a fortune. And I literally could not get out of there fast enough. I just hated it. I hated being the center of attention. I hated this idea of spending this much money. And I kept thinking, for what? I hadn't even done anything with my life, right? It wasn't like my husband and I had been married for 30 years and we had produced these great kids and we had had all these experiences. No, we had this big, huge, obnoxious party and we hadn't even done anything. It just made no sense to me. And that's when I realized that, nope, I hate being the center of attention. So in December of 2017, I am going to get to the point, by the way, I decided to sign up for two back-to-back live video classes because I decided for 2018, I had to get past my fear of this online visibility. So these two courses were going to require that I go live on video on Facebook, Instagram, you know, whatever, every day for 3 weeks. That was the first one. And then the second one was going to kick in about a few days later. And the second one, I was going to go live every day for 13 days. You have to understand that by then I had taken all kinds of video courses before that, but none of them required live video. They were all about the tech of video or the different platforms you're going to use. It was about everything but going live. Like, we weren't forced to go live. So of course I didn't do it. I just wasted time learning about going live, but I refused to act because it was just so terrifying for me to do this. So in December of 2017, I decided that I was going to do that choose one word for the year thing. And I bought a bracelet from MyIntent. I think that's the company that does those. And the word I chose was, my one word was nervy, N-E-R-V-Y. And this came from when I was a kid, when I was being a brat, I had a big mouth, right? So if my mother asked me to do something, I could be, you know, I would come back and and challenge at times. I was a good kid, but I had a mouth on me. And my mother would say, young lady, you have some nerve. And I always loved the way that sounded. I think she didn't want me to love the way it sounded. But to me, it was an acknowledgement that I had an opinion. I had some attitude about me. And I wasn't just going to, what's the word? Just shrink, right? So I decided that I loved that word, nervy. Well, I love that, young lady, you have some nerve. So my word for the year that I chose was going to be nervy. And guess what? It worked. Every time I tried to talk myself out of going on live video, oh, I don't know, you know, my hair wasn't right. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say. I wasn't sure that my setup was good. The sun was shining in, you know, incorrectly. So the video didn't look, you know, wouldn't look good. I would literally look down at my wrist and I would be reminded of my word for the year. And somehow it would break that thought in my head that I could just put it off and not act. I would look at my wrist, I would see nervy there and think, you know what? This is not being very nervy. You've got to just suck it up and do it. So by day three of this first live video class, I knew I could do it. And by day seven, I realized I wasn't half bad at this visibility thing. You may be able to relate to this, but for me, this fear of visibility was directly related to my ADHD. I just hadn't put two and two together. When I get even a little anxious, my brain goes on the fritz, and I can't remember what the hell I'm even talking about. Now, if I had to bake a cake on live video, no problem, because I would be talking about what I'm doing. That's easy for me. Trying to remember a script or memorize anything, you know, trying to remember what I wanted to talk about, that could be nearly impossible. I can literally start talking and I don't even remember what subject I wanted to talk about. Like everything literally just goes blank in my brain. You know, initially with the live video, I did start out very scripted with a lot of reading because the words, you know, I was so afraid that the words wouldn't come to me. But several months in, I started to have some fun with it. And I noticed that I was much less nervous, so my brain would actually cooperate. Still, there were many times when I think about bailing and I'd look down and I'd see that word nervy on my wrist and I wouldn't bail. I'd go do what I knew I really wanted to do. And so I am so incredibly grateful that I kept going because I am certain that this podcast would have never happened had I not chosen my word nervy for 2018. Because had I not done the live video, I'm sure I would have never done the podcast. So anyway, I started the podcast in October of 2018, but in true ADHD fashion, I didn't launch it until the end of January 2019. And because nervy worked so well for me, I thought, I'm going to do this again. So this year, well, I guess it's now last year, right? For 2019, my word was consistency. Again, ADHD brain, right? We struggle with being consistent. The biggest reason I didn't start this podcast sooner is I didn't want to be pinned down into having to record a podcast every week. I didn't know if I could do it. Again, though, every time I'd waffle, I'd remember my word. And that word, consistency, is what kept me going. And once I was 6 months in, I didn't want to break my streak because of that word that I had chosen, consistency. I had made that commitment. I have missed 1 week this year, and it wasn't my fault. The episode was ready, it was recorded, but there was a glitch with my podcast editor. So anyway, I am just really proud of the fact that I have been able to be consistent throughout 2019. And I am certain it's because I looked down and I constantly had that word consistency looking back at me. It was a reminder that this is what I really wanted to do. So I was thinking about why this one word thing works so well for my ADHD brain. And I think that it's so simple. You know, we have working memory issues. We forget, but one word, I can remember that. One word, I can focus on that every day, all year long. That one word sums up who I want to be in that year. It shapes not only my year, but it shapes me. It's my compass and helps to make decisions even easier. It has a huge impact on me, and I think it will do the same for you. Sometimes, you know, we just need to be reminded. Well, like all the time, right? And then again, once we get started, we don't want to stop because we like streaks. Am I right? And so come hell or high water, I was going to make sure that I stuck to my one word and I was going to be consistent about this podcast. So you can choose a word, any word that requires you to, oh, I don't know, act on something that you struggle with regularly. Or you can choose a word that focuses you on your strengths or values that you want to practice more in your life. You know, words like creativity or challenging the status quo or connection. It can be a word that's a challenge that you want to overcome, like my commitment word. Actually, it wasn't a commitment. It was my consistency word. I've already forgotten the word, and we're only one day into the new year. So anyway, it can be a word that relates to a feeling that you'd like more of in your life, like gratitude. It can be a word that signifies what you're passionate about and want to do more of. I was just thinking, I mean, if you're inattentive and in your head all the time and you're beating yourself up, I would choose the word thinking. But in order to know how that relates, you're going to have to listen to podcast 50 on meditation with Diane Wingert. I think that would be a great word. Anyway, the word can be anything that focuses you on what's important to you. The sky is the limit. So this year, what is my word? I decided that I am going to choose the word impact. Initially, I was thinking, you know, Tracy, you've got to pick a word like money because you're being so irresponsible. Everything that I'm doing, you know, it's just so expensive to bring this podcast to you all every week, my website, my time, it's just expensive. And I'm thinking, Tracy, you're being irresponsible. It can't just be a bottomless pit. You've got a daughter who's going to be graduating from NYU. You've got a son who's going to be starting there in the fall. And you really need to start defraying some of your costs. But then I thought, you know, I've never cared about money. And somehow it's always been there when I need it. Okay, thankfully, I also have a husband who's a banker and he cares about money. So I'm lucky in that way. I get it. So instead, I decided that I was going to choose the word impact. I just believe that when you're making an impact, when you're making a difference in people's lives, it all works out. And I'd rather focus on impact. So that's my word. And my big impact project for 2020 is to write the book, ADHD for Smartass Women. And I don't know what it's going to look like just yet, if it's going to be my stories, if it's going to be your stories, if it's going to be a combination of both or whatever. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I wanted to tell you all first because I know that you will keep me accountable for 2020. The other thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, I've been using the My Intent bracelets for the last 2 years, and they work well, but they're, how do I say it? They're not very dressy. They're very casual. And by mid-year, mine often look a bit tired. So this year, I'm going to try something else. I'm going to order a ring. And I mean, this is more expensive, of course, than the My Intent bracelets, but I'm going to try it out and I'll let you know how it works. You know, I noticed that there's a company that makes sterling silver rings. I think they do gold too, but of course those are much more expensive. I don't wear a lot of rings and my wedding rings are platinum. So I'm either in white gold or I'm in silver. Anyway, these rings, they're from a designer on Etsy and they're much more delicate and you can choose your font. They're not very expensive at all, but they're more dressy. They're better quality because they are in a metal. So I ordered one of those and I'm going to try that this year. And I will go ahead and I'll post my links in the show notes if you want to order a ring too. Before I go, I wanted to tell you that I figured out my purpose using my cartography system before I even knew it was my cartography system, right? I was just cobbling together different resources. And by the way, I'm getting very close to releasing cartography for the ADHD brain. It's actually going to be called Your ADHD Brain is A-OK. But my point is that through cartography, I figured out that my purpose was to show people who they are and inspire them to be it. And this week, it dawned on me that that's what you all allow me to do every week with this podcast. I just love getting your messages about how this podcast has changed your life, because it means that I'm helping you to see who you really are, in this case, in your ADHD, and I'm inspiring you to be more of it. To be more of who you really are. And you know, when we get to live our purpose, our life has meaning and it feels really right. It feels really good. So I just wanted to say thank you from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. And I also wanted to say that I wish you all that is strength-focused, meaningful, and laden with positive emotion in the new year. So let me know what your one word is. And that's what I have for you for this week. As always, you're listening to ADHD for Smartass Women. If you like this podcast, please let us know by leaving a review. Our goal is to change the conversation around ADHD, helping as many women as we possibly can learn how their ADHD brains work so that they too can discover their amazing strengths. And your reviews, they really help in that regard. For me, they're like those little gold stars we used to get on our work when we were kids. And for those of you who've already taken time to write a review, I want to acknowledge you. So today I am going to read a review from E. Bales One. This is what she says. I just started listening to the show about a month ago, and it has been so tremendously helpful and supportive. Oftentimes, researching and learning about ADHD has been difficult for me because I found it depressing to learn about all the things that were wrong with me, that all the struggles I have potentially will be the struggles of my children as well. Tracy has a way of making all of us ADHD women see that the way our brain works differently than others doesn't have to be a negative thing. But when we truly have an understanding of how our brains work and have a self-awareness of how we are feeling, there is so much positivity that can come out of this condition, not disorder. Thank you, Tracy, for all of the hard work and the time that goes into all of your research for this show. You are helping everyone who has been privileged enough to listen. Thank you, E. Bales, so much for your kind words, and I'm grateful to have you in our community. One more thing. If you have a comment, a guest you'd like me to interview, or a topic idea for this podcast, you can go to my website at tracyotsuka.com and leave me an audio message or reach out to me at tracy@tracyotsuka.com. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year, and I'll see you next week. You've been listening to the ADHD for Smartass Women podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Otsuka, and we're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. If you liked what you heard, we sure would appreciate a review. And not coincidentally, ADHD for Smartass Women, well, that's also the name of our free Facebook group. Go look it up. We're a totally smartass community of successful, ambitious women who share our ADHD wins, questions, and workarounds. We'd love to have you join us. You can also find all my details over at tracyotsuka.com. Don't forget, I spy a happier life for us, and I'll see you again next week.
If you've found value in today's episode of ADHD for Smartass Women and believe in what we're doing, please consider supporting the show with a one-time or ongoing donation at spyhappy.me/support. We couldn't do it without you.